Next is the business networking. So how do you, you know, go about generating your leads? Second is the business networking, where essentially are you be party to the network which matters to you. So there is the startup networks, there are those, you know, steel manufacturers, say, network, or there are those printers network, etc. You know, the body who conduct various programs, you either be a part to it or you take a part into their program. So many times these people arrange, or say BNI as a networking this thing. So you can be a member or you can get a guest, you know, entry, etc. So that's what a power lunch or power breakfast is they call, or attend their webinars and, you know, those kind of things, so that you come closer to the right network. Business networking, online networks, few tips. So we have essentially understood the lead generation a system approach, tricks, as you say. Now we come to what are the tips that you should keep in mind for your business networking. We have understood also what is business networking. So document your goals, Yane. What is it that you want to achieve? Now, based on that analysis of goal, you try and determine from where will you get this. Now, having done that, you kind of filter them through these keys, Yane. So these are the given keys. How can you improve your character and make it more visible? So how will you become more visible? Increase your competence, Yane. What will help you to increase your competition? How can you develop more ties? How can you ensure more people know you? How do you ensure that you know more people, kind of thing? How can you double the diversity? How can you double the diversity of your network? And so what different nature of network, you know, you think you should attend, so that you come to know wider diversified crowd in front of you. So with that, if you make the mundane sublime. And so in the sense, don't be just a passive participants, be an active participants. Be an information sponge, means you absorb information, and that absorbed information is then analyzed by you for getting your lead generation, this thing, move forward. Yeah. Master your email. So email is one fundamental tool which is again bouncing back. So how smartly you create your email is very important, and use one of the most famous business networking site, which is LinkedIn. Yes, it's a powerful professional site. So how you leverage that? There is a possibility of landing page creation. There is a possibility of participating in the network groups out there, relevant one. Some are with the permission. Some select the people for entry. Some have open entry. So those are the things that you have to get in for improving your business networking. So understanding the prospects, your online prospects enhancement, creating remarkable content. So first is the lead generation. Second is the creating remarkable content. Content plays a very vital role. But content means what? Customers are not looking nowadays for product feature and information and USP, etc. They have through various sources already obtained that information. Yes, they are into the next stage of either query or quandary, as you say. And they want to then self-determine that are they right, are they wrong, or what can help them to take a decision, etc. So for example, like I am in a stage where I am questioning the right Wi-Fi set in my house, so that I am trying to figure out, and therefore I am trying to search the place from where I will get. Now that's where most sites have failed, because they give me the basics of Wi-Fi modems, etc. I am trying to see that what is this hertz, what is this, you know, double antenna, what is this. So that is what your content should be reached from the perspective of first eliminating that customer is searching general content. No, they are searching very intelligent, they are searching very relevant content. So are you able to provide? If yes, then that's the place where I have submitted my query. Okay, so I am waiting for that response and all. It's a different thing.
So now let's understand various techniques available to you to create a remarkable content. This is overall under our subject of online prospects enhancement. So what makes a great content? These are the few points which is out given. I'm not going to say necessarily cover all. Some of the last few are covered, but it's like target audience. You have understood now fairly well who's your target audience. Segment and then target the customers and profile them, which is your target audience. Funnel segments, like you can segment your funnel also into different ways. Normal is hot, cold, warm, etc. But you can have active, desirable, interested, and that kind of a categorization also. So that will enable you to know what needs to be written for whom. Topics and outlines. So then generate a topic which is of interest, subtopic where customer feel that he is getting a intellectual satisfaction of reading something great, etc. A meaningful, relevant to him, etc. So that will really connect with him. Then key message. So what is your core message at the end? Tweetable moments. So these are the moments which person is excited to share with others. Media formats and distribution channels. Some of them we will understand. Key message is identify the goals of the content that it has to achieve and how it has to achieve. So that is what is the key content message that has to be kept in mind. Tweetable moments, as I said, the moment that a person is willing to share, either put it in writing through voice or express through picture or something. So that's what a tweetable moment should be probably factored in. Media formats, how are you going to give it? Whether it will be an email, whether it will be a PDF, whether it will be an ebook, or what is it that you are going to provide him, or it will take into the blog post of yours, etc. So what is it? That is what you need to know, the media format in which he will get the required information or the content. And distribution channels, how are you planning to distribute this to your identified customers? So such as whether through a blog, whether through direct emails or what. Yeah. So that is what is the finally the distribution channel. So these are the key guidelines that one need to keep in mind. So now leveraging your business through web portal. So we are now at a stage where how the portal can be leveraged. As you know, that portal is a much larger umbrella than what the website is. Portal serves much wider perspective than what website could. So as a result, a portal, this thing can how it be leveraged. So the content, the portal that you create, the content that you furnish, are supposedly more relevant, more real time. So that is one. And then what coverage that you are offering. So if it's a fashion portal, then probably not only you, but you will have to create a lot of other supported information and, you know, environmental connect for a person to compulsorily keep coming to your portal. And he should find it relevant. It should have an utility in that portal. So then that's where the trigger will happen, where he will start coming close to you and then become lead and then become probably converted into a customer. Enables the business portal, enables the integration of number of functions which is related to the business ultimately. And web portal side of a business environment facilitates the streaming of process. So you have, if portal is when created and if it is like made to work real time as a utilitarian, you know, information, etc., then your websites and other support services can become more relevant, more engaging to the visitors on different digital platform, because you can now create a delivery links. So whenever customer either approaches the mobile and starts searching your product, or when he gets into any offer on Amazon about your product, then there is a feed that is possible for him to refer to, which is actually residing in your portal. But when he clicks it, he gets that information, because there is a connect feed that has been set between the two partner, Amazon on one end, the other end is your portal. So that's what is the beauty of generating business potential through portal based approach. Website is a specific business oriented approach. Portal is a larger than life thought on developing business. Then we come to a very important stage, is the online customer conversion. So lead generation, then we have seen the content as one technique. The third is the online customer conversion that you should be mindful about. So customer conversion is nothing but how many of visitors or leads have become your customer. So here is an example given in which 6 people have bought out of the 300 people who visited your site, then 6 by 300. So it is 2%. So your conversion rate is 2%. So now you have to see how can you better it, and that's where your challenges will come. So converting, improving the conversion means you need to have two things here that you should receive every time from the lead. One is a permission to engage with him, for which he has to give you the contact details, and contact details with the purpose that he is seeking an interaction with you. So that is coming in the next slide. So after he shares the contact, why should he share the contact? So you have to have a relevance given to him. That relevance will reveal as to what is he looking at and that will give you an idea as to what should be your sales story to him. So he not only gives you the personal detail, he expresses, I am keen on knowing more about your wallpaper, or I am keen on getting quote, or I am keen on deputation by your staff to see whether wallpaper can be installed in my house. So those kind of things. So he's been given a reason. So not only permission, the contact detail and a reason to connect with you. So that will help you to get conversion better. Here are the 20 ways to get a better conversion rate. Not that probably I'll be explaining you all, but they probably are self-explanatory in its own way. The solving a problem means you offer a willingness to help him in a problem solution, or report submission and report related queries, downloads of information or a free booklets, etc., newsletter or magazine subscription, which many often offers that. Free consultations for your house painting, call us Asian Paints for free consultations, etc. Money saving tips or tricks, or say money back guarantee, etc. Discounts, offer, improve something. It could be the delivery time, it could be that the priority delivery, etc. Use better targeted traffic generators. So traffic generators are outside your website, but they should bring qualified traffic to your website. So you have to have certain things done before your website on the external web. It could be SEO, it could be other things, directory listing and blah blah. So, or a lot of backlinking with relevant web blog makers, etc., so that the right traffic come to your site. Video sales pitch, etc. So have more of a video pitches, video demonstrations and all. The next 10 are sales copy. So content is very important. Trust and doubt. How can you build trust and remove doubts about your organization, the product, etc.? Invitation. Personal invitation plays a great role, which is today possible in an email marketing. Ask others to personally invite their friends, relatives, etc. So video testimonials, interactive. So make your site dynamic, teaser ads and those kind of approach, which is a leading, age-old technique of teaser and then the followed by main aid. So you should also have same thing on probably online. And appeal, design an offer which is appealing to the specific group. The digital platform allows so much of a variation that at a simultaneous time, the offer which probably my daughter receives versus the offer that I may receive from the same people can be different, and each one will not know. That's a beauty of today's separated nuclear life, where people live their most of the life in mobile and do not discuss around. So that's what is another. So we have covered 20 points that will get you the better lead. Converting prospects into lead, we are just continue to learn this. Once upon you have a visitor's email. So this is what more talk about email as a tool. Email has become so vibrant nowadays because of availability of not only database, the programs are getting so versatile. So you can HTMLize your email so that you can give various links and all into. So the relevant information will take him to the relevant landing page, etc. Otherwise, it was only one link and you could only visit the websites, and those kind of things were there. Personalization is possible. So depending on how the database is stored, so I get a mail which says, "Dear Mr. Hathi." So it's like I wonder how the HubSpot or Salesforce, has addressed it. So yes, it is a beauty that they've obtained the database and then they've done it things to personalize it. So that's what a lot of personalization, a lot of caselets can be shared, a lot of sales story can be exchanged, a lot of informative hyperlink can be given so the customer on his own can evaluate information and then decide to deal with you or not. So that's the beauty of email as an online customer conversion tool. Systematizing your follow-up. So after all this thing which is there, yes, you got 4,000 names and numbers, but then what? So there has to be a sound system which will get into the next stage. Next stage could be whatever that you have promised them, either provide them or have a call if that is what your step suggests. Every inquiry receipt will be called upon to understand next stage. So for example, Asian Paints often every season announces a free color consultation booklet for if you are planning your house painting. So as a learner or marketer or as a faculty, I have often put in that request invariably to see that what comes and, you know, how they deal the whole cycle. So what I've noticed is it's an ad hoc activity. They do it every year. They have no past record of me. Otherwise, somebody should have told me, okay, sir, we have noticed that last 3 years you have been receiving the booklet, but you have never painted a house. I do it and I just get the booklet. But later on, I get a call. So the call calls me up, okay, sir, you have sought this booklet. So the look at the beauty. In a first go, they are just taking my mobile number. Okay, so on that mobile number, when the call comes, so to tell me, okay, sir, you have applied for the booklet, but we have to send you the booklet. So for sending, please give me your name. Please give me your address. So now they beautifully captured that. Having done that, then at a particular period, after 15 days or so, the guy knocks at my door. Okay, sir, you have got the booklet and you have sought the consultation. I am here to facilitate a consultation for you. I can do it right now, or you tell me when can I come. I will come with my experts and all. So that's how they take the things forward. So all thing that is your chronological process steps after you get the basics information from the lead will convert your lead. So converting prospects into lead, these are some of the key actions, triggered actions. So triggered actions are the planned action, as I said, guys, one after the other has to happen. Educational content, you provide more and more educational content. So for example, Zoom Info. Now I have got in touch with them. Then they got an email and all. They booked up a demonstration with me. Then Zoom Info lady from Canada did a presentation to me about Zoom Info and the database, business to business database that they have, including the India. They demonstrated to me very effectively. And then they said, okay, bhai, this you will have to subscribe for. And then they said, okay, bhai, these are the price and all. Now, I have essentially done this with the two purposes. Yes, I have a need that how can I procure a good B2B database. At the same time, I said, okay, bhai, let me learn also. So having stopped there, and that then later on thank you email, then very polite this thing asking me, okay, what have we decided, etc. Then she realized, okay, I am not still responding. So the caselet came to me. Here is a caselet of this company, which was more relevant to my industry, mind you. And so that made me click that. And then I started getting gradually another webinar request. So they were probably conducting another very informative webinar. So idea is to keep engaged with me about Zoom Info doing something. And then finally, I even wrote a regret email, but not that. So regret email is regret email. Later on, they are just sending me educational content related to developing sales lead, converting sales lead, database and importance of database in direct marketing. That kind of mail keeps coming to me. So even today, Zoom Info is on top of my mind when it comes to database. So that's why educational content, special limited time offer that is always there. Open today only, or exclusively for you, apply now, those kind of. So these are those some of the conversion offers that can possible. So now we come to a very important stage as to who's the people behind websites. So first is the owner himself, that is the who owns the entity, the business owner. So in this case, SKF Bearing, it is an SKF, or say if it is Amazon, or if it is Prabhudas Lila, then he, or if it is Dabur, or if it is somebody who is a proprietary business, that's the owner, venture capitalist. If there is a person who has invested in that, so Flipkart has a venture capitalist who's invested money in that. So they also become a party or a people behind the websites, because overall the funding and the revenue from there, they will get a benefit out of it. So in terms of the profit sharing, etc. Third is the creative directors. So creative directors are both from the organization, so organization's creative team head and the agency who's responsible for the website. So they are given KRAs, they have to ensure this website generates for the business so many hit rates, so many unique visitors and blah, blah. So accordingly, he is supposed to create a direct response campaigns, the creativity and various things. So they are the one who's also a people behind a successful website. Account and project manager, he is an intermediary between client on one hand and the agency on the other hand. He generally intermingles with the client, converts client need into brief to his team inside, and then they together create a beautiful outcome. So that's an account and project manager. The project managers are often there there can be account project manager one guy, or there is a separate project manager who is accountable. Having decided certain things, now it has to get into an action mode. That's where the project manager comes in, and he gets into action mode. Escalation if needed, development of an action plan, follow up on the action plan, where needed, escalate to the right person at the right time, so that the respective stakeholders, even if they are going stray, comes together, and overall you complete the project successfully. Further jobs which may become involved, creation of a website, may include copywriter. So they are the one who write the text which is given in that. Graphic designers, internet marketing specialists, they are the one who's SEO specialist, you know, they are the one who will suggest you that how do you frame your websites, what kind of content should be there, ideas and all. SEO writer will help you with the meta text and, you know, keywords inclusion in the content, etc. So that when searches are happening, possibility or probability of your site coming ahead, much ahead of rest, is much higher if you include such services while developing your website. So they also become a backbone of your website. So in brief, friends, we have understood in this subject everything about website and portal and how to then enhance your lead generation. We have understood lead generation technique, we have understood conversion technique, we have understood different ways to boost conversions, etc. So this is a broadly a subject in which we have covered everything about portals and the website for the business, internet business growth. Thank you.